Chapter 2. The Problem with States. From the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu of the 5th century BC. If the force of arms is considered the only means of authority, it is not an auspicious instrument. Jesus, like Muhammad after him, looked at the great complexity of Jewish law that had been layered over millennia, and said that implanted in the law were certain clear precepts of right and wrong. Others offered the same clarity. Hillel, a Babylonian Jew who lived at about the same time as Jesus, also preached a message of simplicity. Like Mozu, Hillel was said to have come from particularly humble origins. He studied by climbing to the roof of the school, literally eavesdropping on lessons because he had no money to register as a student. Hillel became the head rabbi of Palestine, from which position he constantly wrestled with the conservative rabbinate. In a stance that is unusual even today, he was extremely open to converts. One aspiring convert, apparently frustrated with the verbosity of Jewish law, challenged him to recite the Torah while standing on one foot. Hillel responded, "What is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow. The rest is commentary on this. Go and study." Hillel's followers became the dominant political force among the Jews. Jesus and his followers were clearly influenced by Hillel. Hillel's summary of the Torah became Jesus' golden rule in the Sermon on the Mount. "In everything, treat people the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophets." Jesus taught the doctrines of Judaism. Where he differed was in priorities. As with traditional Judaism, his first priority was the love of God. But his number two was the love of man. Jesus believed that love should be given to all fellow humans unconditionally. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus...